This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
The average public school building in this country is more than 40 years old, and the 21st Century School Fund says fixing up all those buildings would cost hundreds of billions of dollars. Our education correspondent Amy Scott has spent time this year at a school that just got a big makeover, Euler School in Cincinnati. It's part of an experiment in education that says if you're going to fix a school where most of the kids live in poverty, you have to take on that poverty itself. And after a $21 million renovation, Euler has new lighting and paint and all the latest classroom technology. And Amy explains all that stuff really matters.
Let's start with the old carpet.
This was all a brown, grimy carpet. Didn't matter how many times we cleaned it, it stunk.
Craig Hockenberry is principal of Euler School. It was built in 1930, a palace of brick and terracotta in its day. But for years, it had been showing its age. Dark and dreary hallways, peeling paint, flickering fluorescent lights. And the bathrooms?
I mean, I wouldn't even go to the bathroom in it. And the water fountains, I wouldn't even take a sip out of them. They were that bad. I mean, it was awful.
And in the fall and late spring, it was hot. Nancy Winett has taught at Euler for 27 years.
There were days it was 104 in our classrooms. It was very hard to, even for the kids to stay awake. They would lay their heads down. We'd have kids leave the classroom to throw up.
It would be tough for anyone to learn in that kind of environment. And these kids already have it tougher than most. They walk to school past boarded up buildings and drug deals and often go home at night to hunger and violence.
Their lives are, in a lot of cases, are really a web of a tangled mess sometimes. So when they come to school, they're so easily distracted.
Those distractions, the noise, the heat, the grime, send a message.
A poor building imparts a poor attitude, and it has an effect on learning.
David Thompson is chair of educational leadership at Kansas State University. He says decades of research have made a pretty strong case that lighting, noise, air quality, and basic aesthetics all affect how well students learn.
It doesn't take a Cadillac in order to do the job, but it takes a school building where children feel valued, where teachers feel valued, and where the environment and the surroundings don't get in the way.
The new Euler, it's fair to say, is a Cadillac. After 2 years and a $21 million makeover, the school reopened in its original building in late August.
The staircase is right here.
Students pour into the brightly lit hallways, searching for their classrooms.
3015, look on the door right here.
The walls are creamy white, the floors spotless linoleum. Big windows look out to a colorful playground with a fountain and freshly paved basketball court. Jamie Lugan is Euler's resource coordinator. She helps connect students with services like counseling and hands out packages of food for weekends, so she knows them pretty well.
So coming here and seeing all of their faces when they walk through the door, like, oh my gosh, look at this place. We're going to a real school. And just knowing that they are going to have all the advantages that are offered in this school building, a beautiful building. I mean, how can you not come in here with a positive attitude?
Senior Crystal Cornegay has been at Euler since second grade.
Normally people leave Euler because they say, like, it's in Lower Price Hill, a bad neighborhood. But now since it's rebuilt, everybody wants to attend a school now. Everybody thinks, like, they want to get a school a try.
Do they ever? Enrollment has jumped so much, Euler's had to bring in several new teachers. It wasn't hard to recruit them. The school doesn't just look better. The science department has real lab equipment, and every classroom is wired with internet access and a smart board.
It's just unbelievable for me. I just never thought in my career, which is now 32 years, that I would ever be in a building so impressive.
English teacher Nancy Winett says kids are more engaged and have a better attitude.
In our old building, the kids would write on the walls and they would trash our bathrooms and just didn't really respect the building that we had. But, you know, people aren't writing on the walls. The kids are enjoying the fresh air. They're more motivated.
And those 104-degree classrooms? The new Euler has central air, so the school can shut the windows to what goes on outside. In Cincinnati, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.